In the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna. This is a Sainsbury's recipe in association with Sainsbury's Magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. Hi, I'm Josephine from Radio Gorgeous.
And I'm Donna Freed.
And today, in the gorgeous kitchen, we are making a raw pudding.
I know, delicious.
So exciting, and it's called Raw Choco Nut Tart, which I think it says what it does on the tin. Also, we read it through and it seems easy. Possible, do you think?
Well, there's no baking involved, so it can't fall.
No, it can't fall, and then there's no oven involved, so children can make it. Even though I think it sounds a bit rich for children, I'll be honest. I think it sounds quite decadent. Anyway, I'll read out what it says. This really is a serious pudding, velvety in texture, incredibly delicious and completely raw. This no-bake, luscious chocolate and coconut tart is very simple to make, but delivers maximum impact. If you can't get hold of any raw cacao powder, which I couldn't, you can use a top quality kind of chocolate, which I'm using.
What have you got there?
I've got very, very nice Food Thought Cocoa Fair Trade. Yeah, it Fantastic. Sounds really good. It won't take away from the flavour of a tart. It will be just as decadent. But be warned, this is so rich, but a little goes a long way. You might only need a tiny sliver, but it keeps well in the fridge or freezer.
Fantastic.
So this is something you could have a bite of it every day, because I like my... No, because I always have my square raw, you know.
Yes, you do 70%. Have a little piece of chocolate.
So maybe I could always have a slice of this instead.
Exactly. It'll be like in Thelma and Louise when she kept that Snickers bar in the freezer.
Exactly.
At a nibble.
Hopefully a little more healthy. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to go through the ingredients.
Okay, what have we got?
Desiccated coconut.
Got it.
Pecans.
Got it.
Almonds.
Check.
150g of pitted medjool dates.
Fantastic.
50ml of coconut water.
Got it.
Cacao powder. Agave syrup. Very trendy ingredients, aren't they? And coconut oil, which Donna, you know all about. We'll talk about that later. So first of all, cling film and a 20cm tin.
Okay.
You've got the 20cm tin with a removable base.
Yes.
And it's behind you, baby.
Oh, there it is. Panto cling film. It is. It's behind me.
We're going to line the tin.
All right. What are we going to do after that?
And then we're going to put 100g of a desiccated coconut into the food processor with the nuts and pulse until you have a fine breadcrumb consistency. Oh, can I have an almond?
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
I love an almond. Oops. Don't know what blanch... Oh, does blanch mean dipped in hot water and the skin taken off?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. We're having a little chew break. What next?
Get it in the food processor and whiz it up. Because this is going to be like the base, like a bit like a cheesecake, but healthy. Right.
Like a biscuit base, but it's coconut and...
And this has got no sugar, apart from agave syrup.
Gotta love that. Right, so we're going to pop... Things are going... Okay. All right.
Oh, hang on. I'll tell you what we did to do. We've got to add the dates and a pinch of sea salt and continue to pulse.
Ah.
Then add the coconut water.
All right. But don't panic.
Okay, yeah.
Don't panic.
Okay. So we're adding the dates and we're going to pulse and then we're going to add the coconut water.
Radio Gorgeous, the sexist station where you'll only hear the female voice.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to add... very good. I'm going to add a pinch of salt now to it. You've got lovely rock salt.
Yeah.
And now, we're now going to add the coconut water.
How much coconut water do we
need? It just says keep adding it until it binds together.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, there you go. Look at that. Yeah. Ooh, that smells delicious. I'm going to just scrape it down a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But it looks...
Yeah, I'm going to try a little bit of this raw mixture just to check that it's okay.
Just checking, sure. I believe. Oh, that's good. I think that... Do you think that needs any more, actually?
No.
I think it might bind.
It's gorgeous. It tastes like a really, really healthy Bounty bar. And Bounty was always
course,
my favourite.
Yes.
With plain. Yeah. I loved it with plain chocolate. The red one.
Right. Well, little monkey see, monkey do. I've got to taste it too. Mmm.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
That's delicious. All right, get your fingers out of there. I'm turning it back on if you stick them in there again.
Mmm.
All right.
Get that cling film. We found the cling film the most hard thing about this recipe. Yeah.
Mmm,
yeah.
And that little bit of salt.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold your horses there.
Mmm, because the salt makes it a bit salted caramel, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it always brings out flavor, whether it's sweet or salty.
Oh, does it?
Sweet or savory. Yeah, it's salt's purpose in life. Intensive flavor intensifier.
It's really good because I've got low blood pressure. And I said to a doctor, I said, please, can you tell me what's good for low blood pressure? And she said, well, I shouldn't really tell you this, but you've got to eat salt.
Yeah.
So it's like, yes, I can eat those salted crisps or peanuts or anything pre-dinner snack.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Never feel an ounce of guilt.
I'm doing it for my health.
Exactly.
It's the gin and tonic that's possibly undoing all of that.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll read out what's happening next while you're putting it in the tin.
I'm patting it into place.
Yeah, don't let it get too wet. Well, that's what we did.
Stop right on time.
So we're transferring the mixture into the cake tin and pressing down lightly with your fingers or red spatula. then use the back of the spoon. Oh, well, yeah.
I'm ahead of you there, people.
To smooth it out evenly. Chill while you make the topping. Okay, so this is going to be whacked into the fridge.
I was hoping I would get to chill.
No chilling for you, love. Yeah.
Rest for the wicked.
So I said this is like a sort of healthy cheesecake base, isn't
it? Yeah, that's great. You can use it, and I'm sure you could use it for cheesecake. Why not?
Yes. Yeah, it'd be much better for you, even though, God, I love a digestive, don't you?
What was it? And in America, we make graham cracker. Is that similar?
Okay. Of course, because it's an American thing, isn't it? Cheesecake. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Slam that in that.
I don't have to slam it in the oven.
What do you call it? Ice box. Get it in the ice box, honey.
Daddy, I have to make room in the frigo.
Yeah, frig. Yeah. Very 50s, isn't it?
Yeah.
Love it. Okay, Donna's doing that, and then I'm going to read out what's happening next. So place the cocoa powder. I am going to call it cocoa powder. It's easier. And I've got this lovely, finest, organic, 100% cocoa for baking. Fair trade.
Yeah.
That is 150g of that.
Okay.
Place that with the agave syrup and the coconut oil in the food processor.
Oh, again with the food processor.
Well, you don't need to wash it. No, you don't need to wash it out.
Okay.
Because it's going to be the same food, isn't it? Blitz until a completely smooth, creamy filling. This might take a few minutes. Then you pour the chocolate filling over the base of the tart. Level the top with the back of a spoon and sprinkle over remaining coconut. Do you like coconut? Because I think it's a love or hate thing.
I really like it.
Yeah, lots of people. Because when I was young, Quality Street, it was always left.
Really?
Yeah, and I always ate. Luckily, I ate it.
Exactly, I pinched that first.
Yeah, no, I liked it. Obviously, the ones that really went were the purple kind of round shape, and then the green triangle would go as well.
Inside those? The orange creams are always left.
Yeah, creams are always left. Yeah. People, they're too disgusting. Sickly, aren't they? Yeah. No, in the purple one was it's chocolate outside, then a caramel toffee with a nut inside.
Mm.
That's what people like, yeah.
I say my husband likes coconut flavor, but doesn't like the texture.
Yeah, you see, he doesn't like it. Yeah. Hang on, we've got to add something else. The oil, darling. I think it's going to be the end of your coconut
that's
oil.
That's fine. Yeah, I use it all the time. I use it on my skin. I use it.
Nice to know this has been in the bathroom.
I had to get it. This is something I got from upstairs. Just saying.
So tell me what you use your coconut oil for, because this is the first time I've ever cooked with it.
Well, the best thing about coconut oil is that, you know, it is always organic. Because both the plant and the, you know, big coconut itself are impervious to insects. naturally.
You don't
have to use insecticides.
Yes.
So, it's you know, when they say, oh, when they're making a big deal out of it about being certified organic, I wouldn't pay the extra for it because they are anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not
a
round
thing and no one can get in there.
Yeah, well, think about how hard they are. Mm. And the thing is, farmers aren't going to spend money on insecticides if they don't need them.
No.
You know, so... Anyway, it is somewhat in, you know, it's different grades in terms of refining it.
But what cooking do you use it for?
You can just replace any kind of oil.
But what's
any
it kind taste of, like?
Well, I always use it in stir fries. If I either use toasted sesame oil to get the flavor, but also use it because it's not that strongly flavored of coconut, the oil. But in the same way that coconut milk isn't that strongly flavored, whereas coconut water isn't that strongly, whereas coconut milk is.
Yeah.
Right. Am I pulsing this?
You're
what am I doing?
Pulsing, love.
Yeah, right. Look at that. Ugh.
Radio Gorgeous, podcasts for women.
It's getting darker and darker and darker.
It's like the black hole of chocolate and coconut in there.
But I like where they say pulse in this recipe. It's like, my God. Can I dip my finger in?
Yes, you can. But I think we probably just work the cocoa powder in there a little bit more. We'll... Are there pockets of powder?
No. Mm. Yeah, they did say a little bit. Yeah,
I can start. And the chocolate is coming off in waves.
Let's have a
look.
The smell is incredible. The smell. It's now gone completely smooth. I'm now going to just check it again. My job as chief checker.
Just to make sure. Good?
Perfect. Terribly strong, but very good.
I'm monkey see, monkey do again. Wow.
Yeah.
That is delicious.
Now all we do is pour this on the top.
Okay.
Sprinkle a little bit of desiccated coconut in. Put it in the fridge for 3 hours and then Auntie Bobby is your aunt.
All right. So we pour it on top of our base?
Yeah, we do. Why not? Get the base out.
And then do you also have to sprinkle powder on your face so it looks like you've been in the kitchen all afternoon? Like, I've been baking.
Exactly. Oh, God, and it just pours out. We're not having to do anything. It says pour it around with a spatula, but at the moment it's just coming out beautifully, isn't
it? In those lovely, there's something really lovely
folds,
about those folds.
Chocolate folds, yeah.
There's something very sensuous about chocolate.
Yeah.
But as it is so rich, you
it's
need
shiny,
every little bit.
Rich. Yes. It's thick. It's very, very dark. I mean, it's the darkest chocolate I've nearly ever seen.
Wow, look at that.
So it's really trendy now not to use sugar in anything, isn't it?
Well, refined sugar. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the whole idea of this is it shouldn't give you the spike, should it?
Yes.
It's going to give me something, I tell you.
Exactly. Between
this
the...
is going to give me something. Yes. This is going to give me...
Well, that much
pie.
Chocolate. Yeah. Between the amount of chocolate and the...
The but caffeine it's... rush should be...
Yeah. Bigger. Well, you know, in the same way, you know, that fructose...
Yes.
You know, is sugar.
Yeah.
But, you know, like fats, some is better than others.
Mm. Wonderful. So we're doing that, and then we're putting the coconut on, and then we'll try it in 3 hours. Can't wait.
3 hours.
So we're 3 hours later. We've opened the fridge, and we're about to try the choco nut tart.
Yep.
Well, it's looking right. It's looking like the picture, which is a good sign.
Now, would you like a sliver? They have said a little
they
goes
said
a long
sliver goes a long way, and considering...
Does that look slitherish enough for you?
Yeah, that's slitherish enough. I think we might be very formal and need forks, don't we?
Yes, I think so.
I think, you know, this is one posh tart.
What if she said one posh tart?
One
I'm right
posh
here.
Tart. We're
I
two
can hear
posh
you.
Tarts. Yeah. Now, you're a common tart, don't worry. Okay, all right. There's nothing common about this one, though.
Let's see.
Oh. It's really coconutty, which again, you know my love of coconut.
It's exactly like a Bounty bar.
Really good.
Delicious. I like the
I like the base more than the top.
Well, I really like the texture of the filling.
Mm.
It's like mousse.
Yeah, it's like a chocolate mousse with a kind of sorry if I don't even speak.
It's thicker than a mousse. But it has that intensity of flavor, intensity of chocolate flavor.
It's really good. Yeah. I really would recommend it. And I don't think you need anything with it.
No.
You know, you don't need your creme fraiche or anything. Mm-mm. Well, I'd say massive thumbs up to Choco Nut Tart. How about you,
Absolutely.
Donna?
Absolutely. And a lot goes a long way, too.
Exactly. This is going to last me a good 2 weeks. Exactly. We love cooking in the gorgeous kitchen.
You'll find this recipe in the May edition of Sainsbury's magazine. This is a Radio Gorgeous production for RadioGorgeous.com.